Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3 starting in verse 1 ending in verse 7. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. In the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands. Then, even if some refuse to obey the good news, your godly lives will speak to them without any words. They will be won over by observing your pure and reverent lives. Don't be concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. You should clothe yourselves instead with the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. This is how the holy women of old made themselves beautiful. They put their trust in God and accepted the authority of their husbands. For instance, Sarah obeyed her husband, Abraham, and called him her master. You are her daughters when you do what is right without fear of what your husbands might do. In the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should so your prayers will not be hindered. Once again, that was 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 through 7 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. The Bible gives us God's take on beauty. Physical beauty is a gift, but it is fleeting. Peter talks about inner beauty that comes from a person's spirit deeply loving your spouse, strong enough to respect the leadership of others, and deeply devoted to Jesus. This beauty draws people closer to Jesus. This beauty radiates. We all chose which beauty we will focus on and be attracted to. Ultimately, the Lord is the most beautiful being in the universe. The more we see Him, the more we are drawn to Him. The more we are like the Lord, the more we shine. These verses also show what happens when a husband and wife honor Christ first. They honor each other, endlessly serving each other's unique needs. This is a picture of a great marriage. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you give your attention to what is truly beautiful, not just physically attractive? How can you make Christ the center of all your relationships? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.